Title: Turning Jam Sessions into Structured Tunes Intermediate. All right, let's take that classic drum and bass problem and turn it into a repeatable win. You jam in session view. It feels incredible. You've got energy, movement, little accidents that sound sick, and then you look up and you've got 40 clips, 3 half drops, 2 different bass ideas, and absolutely no finished tune. Today is about converting that chaos into a structured, DJ-friendly, mix-ready arrangement in Ableton Live, without killing the vibe that made the jam good in the first place. Here's the mindset: jamming is performance, arranging is editing, and if you blur those, you get stuck in the loop spiral forever. Let's walk it from the top. First, set your DNB jam project up so it's basically impossible to derail. Tempo, put it at 174 BPM. You can always shift later, but 174 is a great middle ground for rolling drum and bass. Time signature, 4/4. Global quantization, set it to 1 bar. That's the secret sauce for launching clips cleanly without trainwreck transitions. Now build a track layout that matches how DNB is actually constructed. You want separate lanes for kick and snare, tops, a break layer, sub, mirror reese, musical bits like stabs or chords, effects like impacts and risers, and an atmos or noise bed. And set up a couple returns, a reverb return and a delay return. That alone makes your jam sound like a record faster, because you can throw things into space without inserting a million reverbs. Before you jam, do one more thing. Protect your master. Throw a utility on the master and pull it down around -6 dB. Then add a limiter with the ceiling at -1 dB. This is not mastering. This is a seatbelt. It stops you from clipping when the drop hits and you get excited and start cranking sends. Cool. Now we jam, but we jam the right way. When you record your jam, you don't just want audio. You want the performance. Clip launches, scene changes, and your knob moves. So in session view, hit global record and perform it like a DJ. Launch scenes, twop bass clips, bring tops in and out, do filter sweeps, push reverb throws, and here's the setting that makes or breaks this: enable automation arm in arrangement, that little plus icon, because if you're twisting knobs and nothing is being written, you're basically doing a great show that nobody recorded. Give yourself 8 to 12 minutes, and don't stop when it gets messy. In DNB, the messy bits often contain the best transitions. One weird timing moment might become your signature pre-drop move. Once the jam is recorded, we switch modes. This is important. Hard rule time. Creation mode is session view. No stopping, no fixing, no second guessing. Editing mode is arrangement view. And in editing mode, you are not allowed to add new instruments. You're only allowed to comp, cut, commit, and automate. That rule alone will get you finishing tracks. So now you're in arrangement view. Your job is to immediately audit and save the gold before you forget where it was. Scrub through and find the best 2 to 4 minutes where the groove locked in and you felt that okay, this is a tune moment. Drop locators, not just drop and break. Use locators like a producer with intention. Name them things like drop idea, break idea, alt bass idea, sick fill. Even better, add energy labels. Call it intro low, build rising, drop a high, break reset, drop B higher. Because here's the trick. If two adjacent sections have the same energy label, you probably need a subtraction moment. Oh, a breath. Something that tells the listener, new section incoming. Now save a new version immediately. Track name _jam01. You're building a version trail on purpose. Next step, pick your anchor loop. An anchor loop is the identity of the track. In drum and bass, this is usually one of three things: the drum groove, the bass phrase, or a signature stab or vocal hit. Pick one anchor. 1, not 3. A really reliable choice is 16 bars of your best drop groove where drums and bass are working together. Select that region and consolidate it. Command or Control J. Name it something like drop a core 16. This is your reference point. If you do nothing else, this is the part that tells you what the tune is. Now we clean and commit. Because jam projects are messy and CPU heavy, here's the producer move. Bounce the core elements to audio stems so arranging becomes fast. Freeze and flatten your drums, your bass, and your main musical elements. Or resample into new audio tracks if you want to keep the original MIDI version parked safely. Teacher note here, audio is not a downgrade. Audio is freedom. Once it's audio, you stop endlessly redesigning sounds and you start making arrangement decisions like a finisher. Plus you can slice, reverse, gate, and chop like classic jungle workflows. And I want to add one extra workflow upgrade. Print lanes. Create 3 new audio tracks named Print Drums, Print Bass, and Print Music. As you reach milestones, like Drop a Feels Solid, resample your groups into those print tracks. Now you can do destructive edits without fear, because your original jam is still there, but your arrangement is moving forward on clean audio. Okay, now we build structure using blocks. DNB is grid-friendly. DJs live on phrasing, so you're going to think in 16 and 32 bar chunks. Here's a proven structure you can trust. Intro, 16 to 32 bars. Start with Atmos, filtered break, hats. Then bring in kick and snare lightly and tease the bass. Make it mixable. Build, 8 to 16 bars. Tension goes up, filter is open. Snare builds. Riser if you want it, but keep it intentional. Drop A, 32 bars. Full drums and bass. At bar 17, you add a small variation. Not a new song, just a twist. Breakdown, 16 bars. Pull the kick and snare out. Keep Reese tails or Atmos, maybe a vocal stab or eerie pad. This is a reset. Drop B, 32 bars. Mostly the same groove, but with one keyed idea changed. Outro, 16 to 32 bars. Strip elements gradually. Don't fade out. Perform the outro so a DJ can trust it. And here's a super practical Ableton move. Place locators every 16 bars. Intro 1, intro 2, build. Drop a 1, drop a 2, and so on. Your arrangement becomes readable at a glance. Before we get fancy, do a quick mix checkpoint. 2 minutes. Make sure the kick and snare hit clean. Make sure the sub is stable and mono. Make sure the master isn't clipping, because a rough but stable mix makes arrangement decisions easier. Otherwise, you'll mistake loud for good, and you'll build your structure around the wrong thing. Now let's arrange drums like a DNB producer, not a loop maker. The backbone can be consistent, but you need micro variation. Every 8 or 16 bars, add a fill, a 1-bar edit, a ghost snare, a little reverse crash into the snare, something that says we're moving, without destroying the roll. For tops, add subtle motion, auto pan at 10 to 20%, rate at 1/8 or 1/16, and if you want wider movement, set phase to 180 degrees. For break layers, use controlled chaos. Beat repeat is perfect for this, but keep it on a leash. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16, chance 10 to 25%, and high pass it around 200 to 400 Hz, so it doesn't invade the low end. On your drum group, a simple stock chain works. EQ to cut sub rumble around 25 to 30 Hz, drum bus for weight, glue compressor for light control, and utility for subtle width. Don't over widen drums. If your drums get too wide, your track stops punching. Now bass. This is where a lot of jams fall apart in the arrangement stage, because the low end wasn't assigned roles. Your sub track is mono. Period. Put utility on it. Width at zero. Your mid or Reese track should not contain your Reethal sub energy. High pass it around 90 to 130 Hz depending on your sub notes. Then sidechain bass to the kick and snare. Not just for loudness. For groove, use Ableton's compressor, sidechain input from the kick and snare track. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. If the bass starts dancing with the drums instead of fighting them, your whole arrangement instantly feels more professional. Now let's solve the biggest jam sounds like it never goes anywhere problem. Transitions. Here's the rule. Every 8 bars, do at least one transition event. That can be removing an element for half a bar, adding a fill, adding a cymbal swell, doing a filter automation, doing a reverb throw, reversing a crash into the downbeat. You are basically writing punctuation into your groove. A simple but brutal pre-drop trick. 1 bar before the drop. Automate the master utility width down to zero, so it collapses to mono. Optionally low cut a little with EQ, like cutting below 80 Hz just for that moment. Then at the drop, restore width and low end. It makes the drop feel larger without adding any new sounds. It's pure contrast. Now the classic arrangement question. How do we make drop B feel fresh without rewriting the whole tune? Answer. Change one main idea, not everything. Duplicate drop A. In the duplicate, pick one change. New bass phrase, or a break layer swap at bar 17, or a new stab rhythm, or removing hats and bringing them back halfway. You can even do call and response bass without touching the patch. Keep the same resound, but change rhythm and register. First phrase sparse and lower. Second phrase busier and slightly higher. Same tone, different attitude. Another cheat code. Rotate top loops every 16 bars while kick and snare remain consistent. Top a minimal, top B brighter, top C shuffled percussion. It stays DJ friendly but evolves for the listener. And if you want a jungle edge, Do one bar chaos with boundaries. Pick exactly one bar every 16 where you allow glitchy fill behavior. Everything else stays locked. Now, if you want to go darker and heavier, remember, heavy doesn't mean constant. Use negative space. Drop out the brick layer for two bars, then slam it back. Add a subtle air bed, like noise or texture, and automate it by section so it follows that arrangement. Brighter in the intro, eerier in the breakdown, tucked during the drop. If your Reese needs to feel animated without destroying punch, separate movement from tone, duplicate the Reese. One track is tone, more stable and mono-compatible. The other is movement, high-passed, with chorus or facer or autopan. Blend it quietly. You get width without wrecking the center. And for reverb throws, keep them from washing out the mix by eking the reverb return. High pass the reverb so it stays out of the low mids, and dip a bit in the harsh zone if needed. Now we finalize. When your structure works, commit. Freeze and flatten any heavy synths. Rename sections clearly. Color code tracks so your brain can navigate instantly. Then export a quick reference. You can render with headroom if you plan to mix later, or keep the limiter on just for listening. The goal is a playable draft you can live with, test in the car, and improve. Before we wrap, here are the big mistakes to avoid. Don't arrange before choosing the anchor loop. You need identity first. Don't change everything at once. Too many changes kill the roll. One change at a time. Don't skip the DJ-friendly intro and outro. Give at least 16 bars of mixable drums, often 32. Don't let sub and Reese fight. Separate roles, and don't over-automate during the jam. Record broad moves, then refine. Now let's do a quick mini practice you can do in about half an hour. Jam for 5 minutes in session view with kick and snare, hats, a break loop, sub, and a Reese idea. Hit arrangement record and perform clip launches. Then in arrangement, find your best 16-bar drop and consolidate it as drop core 16. This audio version is shortened for playback.